I was just going, I only called to give you another thought, to be a reminder that I think we ought to let Larry in on a private property. I mean, it's not fair to tell Rogers that not Larry. And I think in this case, the way I would tell him today, I would just say, Mel, the president, and while, you know, we've got to tell Bill about this, he thinks it's a great business, the lawyer and all that. You ought to know, just for your own information, and if you've got to be prepared afterwards to do something, start letting know that something.
But I shouldn't tell him before tonight, because when he breathes on this draw now, he will then certainly be denied.
Oh, you could tell him tomorrow.
Right.
Friday, sure.
I'll be up here Friday.
Yes.
This is 2:00.
You could tell him now. Say, now the president has a special message for you. Say,
I'll give Rogers a copy of that statement.
Oh, sure.
This bitch. Now, we, going to bother you, but then I've talked to Alderman. Probably having some Rogers problems again. Which I wanted you predicted. Well, now, he wants to grab credit for this stall thing. And he says he insists on being present when I talk to Sven. And yesterday, when I told him to make a proposal to us, he said, ah, that's what I need. Give them this credit. And it always does. And I agree with all of them.
Have you heard?
Oh, yes, that's other than that, but I'll be brutal. I'll say, look, I have all the papers, how this was done. I will not ask for any credit. My name will never be mentioned. There's only one issue now. This is the president's affair. And you, Jerry, are going to get it done. And if anyone starts speaking, we'll start listening. Take my word for this. One subject.
You know, I almost predicted that, didn't I?
Yeah. But what's going on?
You know, he wouldn't have called that Saturday except for that.
Now, Mr. President, he doesn't even know about the goddamn submarine proposal. That proposal doesn't even exist yet.
Could you do this? Could you get the jury in advance so that he can let him say that he didn't know about it, I mean, so that Rogers can hear in your presence?
Yeah, now that's one of my staff.
No, but I mean, get Smith to see Rogers.
There's no possible way, Mr. President, around this thing can.
What's the trouble? Why isn't one being present? Because of what?
Because I know what the game is. These bastards have said, when you write a speech, when you're bombing, I don't hear anyone.
They aren't even asking.
I don't hear anyone.
I would give him the copies now about the interview. Why do you have him send it back? Because then he'll want to call for corrections. There are not going to be any corrections in this speech, you understand?
Correct.
He understands, correct?
Correct.
Did he call Holland?
Yeah, he called my office. Said if I see some other people on the street, but good start, he attended any meetings.
Did you tell Bob? What about him?
He's all good.
Wait, did you give this to Roger? Did you give it to Roger?
Oh, yes. I ran into Joe Grant, you know, he said, take that on your way.
Crestfallen. Or maybe not, you know. No, Kraft. Kraft has got to admire diplomatic skill here. What do you think? You see, the problem with giving the goddamn speech to Rogers is he'd like to call 5 minutes or 10 minutes before I go on and say,
well, you shouldn't see him or talk to him. He'll just make you nervous.
Well, I mean, well, it isn't that. I mean, I don't mind him, but he's got some nitpick in the speech.
I won't give him the speech. The major problem is when I give him this, whether they'll start thinking now.
What, they're salting?
Yeah. Well, if they do, I'll do it myself. If they do, I'll call their trauma drivers and give them the whole story.
Have an opposition.
Yeah.
You know, I have the record they're interested in.
I have the record.
Why, what do you think Rogers would want to do? Put it out that the state did this, you know?
Yeah.
Think that's what he's trying. Well, state has not a goddamn thing to do with salt.
President Rogers has never attended one meeting. He couldn't couldn't tell you what an SLP one is. He couldn't tell you what conversion is or any of this. He's never taken interest in it. But when he called you on Saturday, your instinct was...
Well, I know it.
I talked to him yesterday.
Well, Haig knows. See, Haig... And that's why I called Haig. And Haig, you know, that's what Haig and I wired. Because we knew what was up.
Yeah, that's it. The fact is, they don't have the SLP in proposal. And we have it. Now, it would be nice if I could hold it, but we need to join the defense department, of course. We've got to get it in my
job, obviously. You can't get the chief in the defense department. Of course, I know what he'll probably say.
This isn't a good proposal.
Oh, not bad. I think his line is going to be that he was the one that insisted in the NSC that we include SLP on.
And also the DRA was a good reason.
After
the Greenland told me that he was astonished. Raj has talked to him for 30 seconds and said SLP ought to be included. And he said, how, Mr. Secretary? He said, oh, I don't bother about these details. That's done by technicians like him. He said, I never mentioned that to you.
It's a problem. Just tell them a tough problem.
Not good at it.
Well, isn't that something? Well, on the speech, as I said, has he asked for a copy of it?
Yeah, I told him that it would be a big work.
Yeah. Tell you what you do. Give him the key.
Well, that I'll send over.
You mean the key part?
Yeah.
And just say the balance of it is the rhetoric is that the president is working on that.
Yeah.
And send that over to him about 8:30.
Yeah.
How's that? But you've given him the points of where Abrams report and that thing.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? Does he ask for more of it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not much more.
Well, we can endure it another 5 months.
Well, I just simply say the rest of it I'm still working on.